produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers, 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate a healthy lifestyle. I'm so grateful that all of you are here on today. Let us say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for just coming into my life, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the time that you have given me, my mother, Lord God, to teach me and to guide me in the way that I should go, so that when I grow old, I will never depart. I'm so grateful for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon my life and all the many blessings that you have given me along my journey here on earth. Lord, use me as a vessel to be a blessing to the multitude of people. Lord, take me out the picture and Lord, show the people and shine my light bright that others may see. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want to thank each and every one of you for taking the time to tune in with us today at the Nurture by Natasha show. We greatly appreciate you. And today, our topic today is train up a child. And so oftentimes in life, we hear growing up of train up a child and the way that they should go, and when they grow they will never depart. And so that's one of my favorite scriptures. And so as I thought about this, I was like, you know, this is a really great topic to really to share with everyone. And so when you're training up a child, many people have different insights on what it is to train up a child, right? We all come from different backgrounds. We come from different cultures, different makeup and facets of ways that, you know, we are all raised, right? And so in the midst of training up a child, we should always, as adults, allow our lifestyle to share a story with our youth. Right? Because we are our youth tomorrow, or they are our tomorrow, so to say. And we must be that shining light to show them and give them the tips and tools of wisdom along the way so that they can begin to pass it on for generations to come. And so as I thought about this, in the midst of sometimes, you know, and as a youth growing up, you tend to go another way. How many of you can contest to that? You tend to go another way. Mama doesn't know what she's really talking about. And oftentimes we want to see what is the path and what is the journey that is really out there for us. And so oftentimes we tend to go another way. And so God gives us all the power to overcome and to move mountains, right? Even as children, even as adults. And so oftentimes we have the power to doing things, and even with the wisdom of those that have done it before, oftentimes, we feel that we can do it best. And so overcoming those mountains and those obstacles sometimes gets us in a tizzy where things don't go as planned. And so am I going another way? Train up a child. And so in the midst of training up that child, I remember growing up, my mom always would take us to Sunday school. And in Sunday school, we would learn how to pray. Everyone knows the significant prayer of Our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this daily bread, our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses who forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. And so in the midst of praying that prayer, oftentimes in life, we say things so repetitious, but to really have an understanding of, you know, leading us not into temptation. And so as parents, they do that. They lead us. They lead us and they guide us the best that they know how. But it's truly our Heavenly Father up above that teaches us and guides us to stay the course, to stay the course. And so in the midst of staying the course, it's that root, that foundation. That foundation is super important to have that foundation in life, right? Throughout, along our journey. And so our parents kind of give us the blueprint. What is our Bible? And what I love about the Bible is it's our basic instruction before leaving earth. And so it gives you every intricate thing. The book is so phenomenal that it blows your mind really when you get into it, because it touches on different aspects of life that you couldn't even imagine that others have gone through. And then to know that if you know someone that has gone through some things, that you can open the good old book, turn in the back, and you can find a passage or a parable in there that's going to tell you how to overcome it. And so what we must do along the way throughout, our trespassers may trespasses in our circle, throughout our lifestyle, is we got to stay the course. And in the midst of staying the course, you know, as youth, even as adults, we all fall short, right? We fall short each and every day. And so in the midst, you definitely have to stay prayed up. You also have to seek counseling when, you know, you cannot always do things on your own. No man is an island, right? And so God put people here in your pathway of people that you can entrust and talk to gather the information when you fall short, to get you back on track. And so in the midst of that, we all have a calling that's on our lifestyle, right? And so in the midst, we have to nurture the calling. Some of us, we may not know what our calling is, but even in the midst of your calling, you may hear people say that she's really great at that. She has anointing for that. Or the fact of the matter is she's really great at what she does. I don't know why she just doesn't do it, or he doesn't do it. They keep running away from their calling. And so we all have a calling that's on our lifestyle. And so I encourage you to take a sheet of paper to write down some of the things that you love and you enjoy doing, and write them out. Write the vision and make it plain. Some of us, we know what they are, but we just fail to take heed of what it is that we are called to do. And so keep running and keep running. Eventually, one day, you can't run anymore, and you'll really have to do what it is that thus said the Lord to do. And so in the midst of all the things that we journey through in life, in the midst of staying the course, we must stay prayed up. We got to stay prayed up, right? There's so many different things that happen to us along the way. We truly, truly must stay prayed up, even in the midst of no matter what comes our way. And so I want to break down to you all about prayer. Because prayer is needed, even in the good times, even in the bad times, we must stay prayed up. And once you stay prayed up, you know, even when things come your way, they can't jolt you, they can't sway you, they can't move you. So training a child up, right, is super duper important. And so you have to praise your way through, even in the midst of everything that may be going on with you. Sometimes, many of us wait until the going gets good or the going gets tough. And most of us, mainly when the goings get tough, that's when we want to fall to our knees. But we must continue to praise, have a praise on our lips each and every day that we get a chance to be a vessel here on this green pasture. Praise God for who He is and ask Him to make His name holy in the world. So you have to praise your way through. And then when I looked at the R in the word prayer, it's remake. Thy kingdom come. We got to really, really remake. Sometimes God has to put us in His hands as the clay that we are. And He has to really reshape us all over again. And if you ever went to a pottery class or even seen, you know, how pots and clays and things are made, you know, it's on that wheel. And sometimes in the midst of spinning around as we do through our life journey, sometimes, you know, we just don't turn out so right the first time. And so He has to take us into the temple and really clean us up. And you'll see where most people, they say, you know, wow, she was really busted and disgusted. I'm not sure how she got to be where she is today, because we just don't know. But only God knows, right? Only God knows. He has the final say. And it's our attitude. Our attitude, not only our attitude that we give to others, but our attitude of ourselves, of how we think and we feel about ourselves in the midst of, you know, sharing ourselves with the world, of training a child up. It's the attitude of thy will be done, right? Thy will be done. It's our attitude so that they will obey him. And so we want children to obey us. And so in the midst, we have to train them up. We have to train them up in the way that they should go in every day and every facet of their lifestyle. It's super important to do just that, right? And so in the midst of doing so, you know, we have to always keep believing. We have to pour into them. It's like you're getting a bachelor's degree or a college degree. You know, every day you're being tested, tested in the midst of being aware. You got to be aware of what's going on around you. Oftentimes, God gives us all the signs in the world of things and ways that we should go. But oftentimes we ignore those signs, right? And so in the midst of saying the course throughout your prayer, we have to yield to what God is telling us. Oftentimes we miss the mark, right? We miss the mark in the midst of our prayers. Give us this day our daily bread. And so we have to stay rooted with inside our daily bread. And that is truly, truly the good old book, which is our Bible, to stay rooted. So each and every day, find a story. There's a story that's in that good old book that will resonate with you, that will resonate with someone throughout your journey in life, right? And also, in the midst of staying rooted into your daily bread, what I love about it is the fact that it would expose your sins. It would expose your sins to get in line, to get in line to what it is that you need to do. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And oftentimes, you know, we as Christian folks, as Christians, so to say, there's Christians and then there's church folks. And I'm going to break it down to you, the difference between the two. And so with Christians, you know, we go to church each and every day and we know deep down in our heart what it is that we ought to do each and every day. Even if we know that it's not right, even if it's, you know, things that we just, you know, can't seem to get it on the right path, because God knows up above. He knows, you know, we say our prayers and things like that. He knows our weaknesses. And so exposing your sins, when you get into this good old book and begin to read it, it will truly begin to unfold and uncover some things. Oftentimes, it can become a bit scary in the midst of reading it. I remember my grandmother, she was a minister, and the fact of the matter of her saying scriptures repetitiously over and over and over again. Eventually they begin to seek in your heart and you begin to write them and inscribe them on your heart and you know them. And so oftentimes as we become adults or even as youth and babes in Christ, we know these scriptures, right? We know them. We know them front and back. But it's when you become the church folk of you just know the scriptures, but you don't apply the scriptures. That's where the big magic comes in of applying the scriptures to your lifestyle. It's one thing in knowing, right? Knowing is like faith. It's like that Wi-Fi that I talked about before. And so oftentimes in the midst of knowing and putting those no's into action of exposing your sins and cleaning yourself up, right? God cleans us up, but it's also some work here in the vineyard that we have to do, right? In order to be a testament of what it is that God has truly, truly done in our lives, we have to allow our light to shine. And that's all about training a child up. And training a child up, you know, we can't always stay babes in Christ, right? We can't always drink from the bottle. Eventually, we have to really get out there and do the work in the vineyard. And so I impose the question on you on today is, what are you doing in the vineyard that you're out and training a child up? What are you doing with the scriptures that you've learned over your lifestyle that you're applying them to your everyday life? What are you doing with the goodness and the meat of the book, the good old book, to show yourselves approved, to show yourself approval in the midst of the things that's going on in your lifestyle. Oftentimes, we look for others to do the things that we already know that we ought to do. And so in the midst of asking God to expose and to forgive your sins, it's important. It's important. And oftentimes, He knows what it is that we're going to fall short. He already knows. And so it's important to truly to stay rooted in your book in the midst of training a child up and getting your children to read the stories and learn the people of the Bible and to know, you know, how it affected them in those days and how it's still so true to be in this day and time. And I love the rescue. I love the R in prayer is to rescue. He takes time to really to rescue us day in and day out, right? As I stated, we fall short each and every day. And so for God to take the time to rescue little old me here in Baltimore, Maryland, here in the United States of America, I am forever grateful. It's many things that He couldn't have rescued us from, but He did, right? Many of us may have gotten out and drove our cars today to get to where we are. He rescued us from all danger and unseen harm along the way. It may have been a time that you may have had some diseases in your life, whether it was depression or maybe it was something that the doctor ordered and stated that we have. He rescued you. You're still here today. You have a story to tell. And so it's so many things that we're rescued from day in and day out. Lead us not in temptation and be delivered and deliver us from evil. And so it's so many things that along our journey, throughout our pathway, even through the nursery rhymes, I am so amazed about the nursery rhyme, and many of you may have heard it, of row, row, row your boat. And so in the midst of rowing your boat, which is your life, gently down the stream, it doesn't say to fly through life. It doesn't say to get there in a hurry. It says to row gently down the stream, merrily, merrily, merrily. Merrily is that joy, that happiness that's inside, right? This is something that no one can give you and no one can take it away. God gives us so much joy each and every day that all we have to do is open up our hearts, open up our mindset, and truly receive what it is that He has already given us, right? He's already given us our mansion, right? And in the midst of doing so, to roll it gently down the stream, and life is but a dream. It's all in what you make of it. And so long as you continue to put God first in all that you do and to shine your light and train up a child to pass the baton on that has been given to you, wow, it will truly blow your mind of just staying rooted into the good book. Allow our lifestyle to share a story to our youth. Our youth are really counting on us day in and day out. Today, and mainly today in this day and age, in this era, our youth need us more now than ever to take the time to nurture them. It's important to nurture them in a way like never before. So as you pass a youth on today, or maybe in your community, or maybe in the grocery store or whatever, pour and share some light into them. Say something in encouragement to them. You just never know, and especially with our youth, of what they are going through on a day-to-day basis. It's enough as adults of the things that we go through, and sometimes we just don't know whether we're going left or whether we're going right. And so it's important to definitely to, you know, to pour into them, to pour into them, to pray. Pour out our hearts, realize that God will answer, always believe and yield to what God tells us. And so hopefully this has resonated with someone on today and that you'll begin to always select your light to shine, because it's important to allow your light to shine and to be that vessel. Be that vessel each and every day, not just tomorrow, but each and every day. Oftentimes, you know, in the midst of us getting out and going throughout our day, we just mosey on through. And we have to realize that once we get outside of our castles, that it's not about us anymore. It's really not about us. It's about us getting out and being that important vessel to someone else. That's what it's all about. Super important to do just that. And so hopefully you'll get out and shine your light and be that vessel to someone, as well as to encourage. And so it takes a village. It truly, truly takes a village. I love that scripture in Philippians of train a child up. And so it's important to train them up in the way that they should go, right? And in this day and age, our youth need us more now than ever. So definitely open your heart up and to give an encouragement word to a youth, as well as to pour into yourself, right? Because we often cannot pour from an empty cup. I've never seen anyone pour from an empty cup and share with someone else. Never have seen that before. And so it's super important. And so I want to close in prayer, as well as listen to the melodies of the song that I have for you on today. Is dear Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord God, to touch our youth from their coming and their goings, Lord God. Lord, even when their peers may want them to go a different way, Lord God, Lord, they know what's right from wrong. They know and have that discerned spirit that it's not right, Lord God. And Lord, just continue to keep them and guide them, Lord God. Lord, cut down on the abduction rate that goes on across our nation, Lord God. Lord, continue to keep them and guide them, Lord God, that they will be vessels, the vessels that we will need here for our tomorrows, Lord God. And Lord, just keep a head of protection around them, Lord God. Touch their parents in a mighty way, Lord God, that you will have them to be that vessel, to be there for them, to protect them, to guide them, to nurture them, to show them the way that they should go, so that when they grow old, they won't depart, Lord God. Give them the strength and the wisdom, Lord God, to pour out a blessing upon them each and every day, Lord God. Lord, continue to elevate them and to raise them up, Lord God, to be the doctors, to be the lawyers, to be the judges, to be the teachers, Lord God, that our school system needs, Lord God, to be that beacon of light in that vessel, to be that thing that you want them to be, Lord God. And Lord, have them to shine their light so bright that even in dark situations, Lord God, that they will stand out so bright, so that man will begin to see and see that they're really unique and wonderfully made in your eyes, Lord God. And so I just thank you, Lord God, for all the many blessings that you have bestowed upon me. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for the vessels that you have given me down here in your kingdom, Lord God. And now they're my earthly angels. And just continue to cover our nation, Lord God. Cover the presidents in all the different cities, in the states, in the islands, Lord God. Wherever they may be, Lord God. And Lord, we know that you have the last say in the midst of it all. And so I just thank you, Lord God, of all of these things that I ask in your name. In Jesus' name, amen. So go out, have a great, wonderful week. Be that vessel, be that light, and train a child up in the way that they should go. And so when they grow old, they will never depart. My name is Natasha Allen. You can find me over on Facebook at nurturedbynatasha.com, Nurture by Natasha VIP page on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram as well at Nurture by Natasha. We greatly appreciate you for taking the time to tune in with us. Be blessed. And go out and be a blessing to others.
Me that I am. is old.
You know my name.
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.